Republican leaders from Utah were uniformly critical of today's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court, saying it threatens the nation's economic recovery and could sharpen the partisan divide. Among the voices speaking out against the ruling were Utah's governor, Gary Herbert.
This has divided the country terribly and taken our eye off the ball of economic recovery. I do believe if you want to repeal Obamacare, you need to repeal Obama.
The only way to repeal the law, it seems to me, is to get Mitt Romney into the White House. And I think it's going to dawn on the American people, this dog isn't going to go unless Mitt becomes president.
The surprise was that they held the mandate to be constitutional under the taxing power because they pitched it to the American people as not a tax. And so we put our resources and efforts into the Commerce Clause analysis, which was a real critical analysis for us because we knew that if under the Commerce Clause, Congress could force people into the marketplace to buy something they didn't want to buy, our liberties were gone.
I think it raises the stakes for both sides. I think it will tend to sharpen the debate between Republicans and Democrats. It'll certainly sharpen the debate between those who think health care decisions ought to be kept closer to the individual and to the family.
The other voices were U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch, Deputy Utah Attorney General John Swallow, and U.S. Senator Mike Lee. Congressman Jason Chaffetz promised to continue his efforts to repeal the law as it stands, while Congressman Rob Bishop called it a massive tax increase on the American people. Dan Bomas, KUER News.